Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. All things are possible. And that is why it's been possible to be on this live broadcast, broadcasting to you live from the city of Liverpool, Merseyside, United Kingdom. Wow, we missed you last week. We gathered on in-house in our church venue right here in Liverpool. We had this nice time with the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. I'm sure some of us are really fired up. And for those who we couldn't broadcast live to, because we were not meant to, actually, we welcome you back. By the way, as our continuity announcer said, have you shared this? Have you invited someone? Have you told someone? Have you sent this link? Like I'm doing right now, I just remembered somebody. Just remembered somebody I need to send this link to right away, right away, right away. Right? Please go ahead right now and do that. So it is 8 minutes past 9 p.m. and we are right here. Sorry, I think I'm just excited tonight. It's 7 p.m. Sorry, that's me forwarding. And then my phone is just kind of acting up. Okay, let me just adjust here. Okay, all right. I think we are almost very good to go. So 8 minutes past 7 p.m., let me correct myself again. All things are possible, and we thank God. You know, we are in that season again. The weather's changing. I got sent a picture and a video of family in Canada. Wow, it's begun to snow. And this very Sunday, I think Sunday is the 29th of October, if I'm correct, 27, 28, 29. Yeah, the clocks are going forward, or is it backward this time again? And we're going to enter the autumn time. That's the time for winter till March here in the United Kingdom. So seasons are changing, but you know what? God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So right now, we will be having a question and answer session. It's very interesting, the question and answer session. You know, we began a teaching 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago. And 2 weeks ago, we were talking about, let me just start, because today's Q&A. Anyone online, Facebook? Anyone join YouTube? Let's see how many of us remember what the topic was. I'm not asking for the theme for the month of October. I'm asking for the topic. What was the topic for this month of October? What was the topic 2 weeks ago that we looked at? All right. The people in the media are not allowed to join. So this is to the general public. So what was the topic? It's got to do with, Colin. So let's quickly have feedback from everyone. Today's question and answer, question and answer. I'm getting some interesting comments in the background here. Some people are protesting justice for media because they are not allowed to join. Yeah, because that won't be fair. You are the guys. All right. Okay. Anyone on Facebook? Anyone on YouTube? Yeah, what was the topic? Okay, let's see. I'll just take 30 more seconds and see if anyone's got it. If anyone's got it, please type it quickly. Okay, you know, I know. If I say I'll give you £10, whoever gets it first, and not part of the media, somebody's going to dig it up quickly. Okay, all right. 30 seconds is almost up. What was the topic 2 weeks ago? Okay, that's it. My 30 seconds is up and my money stays with me. Okay, I am bringing up and someone who's joining me tonight, one of the leaders in in our local fellowship here in Long Assembly, Liverpool, the leader of our men. He's always on cruise control. Please welcome with me tonight, Apostle Cruz Adedamola Adelusi. How are you tonight, sir?
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, everyone.
Okay, and the first question is to you. What was the topic 2 weeks ago? And why are you here tonight? Why did you answer my call? Last, I called him 11th hour. You are joining me on this live broadcast. So what was the topic, sir? Help somebody.
I think it's know who or what is calling you.
All right. Know who or what is calling you. Okay. That is stirring up our remembrance for those who joined 2 weeks ago. And then for those just joining now, we will look at the part two. But then there are quite lots of questions that came out of those who and what can call you. And this is just basically looking at our lives, looking at, our journey in life. Every human being born into this world, right from whether you are a baby, you grew up, you became a toddler, you became a young child, you went into adolescence, you became a young man, a young woman, now you're an adult, now, or you're elderly. At some point, you will be called. And in life, these are what and who can call us. So maybe we should try a quiz again, see if people are staring, remember us to stand up. By the way, you can join by asking further questions on sli.do, slide.do. Just go on your search engine and you'll see slide.do. And you see the hashtag, just type in capital J-E-S-U-S. It will throw you straight into the platform, our Q&A platform, where you can type in your questions, put in your contributions, and participate tonight because it's going to be interesting. Very, very interesting. So in life, who and what can call you? So can people start throwing in the comments what and who they think can call? Welcome, everybody. I can see people on Facebook. I can see people also joining us via the YouTube. And if you want to type it into the slide, though, somebody can throw the answers there. We looked at seven that can call us. Who and what can call us? There are seven. So number one, thank you very much, Tebi Falaye. Number one is God. Okay. Randomly, people, throw it in. Let's hear your contribution. Participate. Come on, people. It's Q&A tonight. We don't just want to talk at you. Apostle Cruz, you can help us with another one.
Situations and circumstances can call you.
All right. Situations and circumstances. Okay, Apostle Cruz has helped us with another caller. So we have two. God, situations and circumstances. Okay. Anyone, media, just keep looking out for people contributing on Facebook. Yes. Oh, that's Bishop Jakes. Jesus Christ. Thank you very much, sir. And how is the family? How are the people? As your lovely daughter. And thank God for many, many more daughters and sons that the Lord will bless you and your lovely wife with. Amen and amen. Okay, situations and circumstances. Thank you. Self. Thank you, M4. Adiola Patrick, the devil, thank you. Yes, I think, men inspired by God, okay? So that we will be balanced, we're living in a time now that people protest about every other thing, except main things. So mankind, okay? Not just men, because some people can read men and say, yeah, that's women are excluded. No, mankind inspired by God. Okay? So change that to mankind. Chris Ari, thank you for that. Mankind not inspired by God can also call us. So in the order in which we had it, I don't know if the media people still have it. Let's go through it one after the other. Number one, God, Know who and what is calling you. Okay, let's just have a word of prayer. Apostle Cruz, can you just pray for us?
Father Lord, we thank you for yet another time to come to share the word, to learn at your feet. Lord, we pray that even as we go through this Q&A session, that you would open our eyes of understanding in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Our desire, Lord, is to be more like Christ, to be formed in the image of Christ. Lord, as a result of this evening broadcast tonight, Father, Lord, we pray that everyone that would listen, that is online currently, and those that would listen later, that they would encounter life and they will be formed in the image of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, thank you, Apostle Cruz. So the first caller, know who and what is calling you. In life, everyone created the image and likeness of God. Every one of us is created in the image and likeness of God. And the fact that you were born, right? The fact that every one of us is born into this world, you answered a call. And that call was before you were formed. You know, God was telling a young man called Jeremiah, say, before you were formed in your mother's belly, before I knew you. And God was saying, he called him. So listen, somebody, God, you answered the call of God. You won that race to fertilize your mom's egg, and that's why you are here, born into this world. You answered that call. You were not aborted. To God be the glory, God preserved you, and you were born. And we see right from the beginning, Genesis, you will see everything God created, God called. And, you know, if we remember, we did define what a call is. You know, if I utter in a loud voice, I'm calling you. If I invite you, I'm calling you. If I call you by your name, like I call his name is Adedamola Adelusi, for example. But we call him Apostle Cruz. We'll get to that, because that was because of circumstances and situations. Okay. Yeah, we call you by name. We see everything God created, God named. And when God created man, he called man Adam. We see that in Genesis chapter 5. God blessed them and called their name Adam. And when he created Adam like him. He created mankind in his image, which means mankind now starts having God's attributes, behave like God, have God's abilities and character. Everything, man too, names. Even that child born into this world, you know, calls things once the child can start talking. Have you noticed that? By the grace of God, Apostle Cruz, without, you know, exposing you to the to the world, you know, you're like Philip the Evangelist. You're blessed with three daughters. Can you remember? I know one of them is around you there, who has been a fantastic behind-the-scenes studio manager. Can you remember the first names or word that your first daughter called, or your second daughter? You know, when what did they call you? Account.
Most times they either call Papa or Dada.
That's right. Baba, Dada. And the child came up with that, you know? So we see that attribute, that ability. Well, the beautiful thing we see, Apostle Cruz, is that everything God calls, that God created, God calls. And what does God call everything he created? Good. Good. God did not create you and I and call us bad. So let's move on to the second caller. Those who can call and what can call us. People, remember, mankind is created in the image and likeness of God. So by the inspiration of God, people inspired by God will call you and I, right? Things or names or attributes that God inspires them to call. So we see that if you look at Genesis chapter 2, if you can read for us, Apostle Cruz, Genesis chapter 2, from verse 19, I believe. From verse 19 to 20.
Genesis chapter 2 from verse 19. Now the Lord had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. Mm-hmm. He brought them to man to see what he would name them.
Hmm.
And whatever the man called each living creature, that was his name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals.
That's right. And then if you jump down to verse 23, look at the man again, inspired by God, to call his wife. Yeah.
Sorry. So the man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man.
That was purely man, Adam, being inspired by God. When we look at those, what he was calling those animals, Apostle Cruz, according to the original Hebrew, in the context of the Hebrew, what Adam was doing then was he looked at those animals and called them what God made them. It looked like, for example, the giraffe. I understood, I read a little bit of Hebrew one time, and I think a rabbi was explaining that he looked at that giraffe, for example, and what he called that giraffe was one with a long neck. So that word giraffe in Hebrew, the one with a long neck, you know, he looked at the lion, he called the lion, it looked at every animal. So they were not just nomenclatures. He was literally describing the attributes, the nature of those animals, the characteristics of those animals, and ability of the animals, what they are able to do. So once he called them, he was calling them, describing their nature, character, and ability. So they were not just names. God made them, and then God brought them, and then he was telling God what they were according to what God made them. So that was why when the woman was brought to him, created out of him, in that same Genesis chapter 2, look at it. What did he call her? He says, now, this is the bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. Look at it. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. That was pure inspiration of God, by God, because God was the one who took that woman out of his bone, took that woman out of his flesh, formed the woman, and brought the woman back. So at that point in time, he was inspired by God to call her woman. That is the man that carries the womb man. You know, that was it in the original Hebrew context. And, you know, we did highlight something here, especially to help us in marriage, all right? At that point in time, the woman, he saw the woman as himself. He saw the woman as part of him. He saw his wife as himself. He saw the woman not as some other entity that could be used, it could be subdued. Because when you look at the commandment God gave a man, he said, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air. He didn't say have dominion on another man. Have dominion on on women or anything like that. So this is pure inspiration here. So those who can call us, number two, is man inspired by God. People inspired by God. Adam was inspired by God to call a woman. So the question I always tell people is, what do you call your spouse? Be careful what you call your spouse. Because whatever you call them, they will become to you. Oh, have we settled quarrels? Come on. You know, you see spouses and, having quarrels. And the next thing is they start calling themselves what? Names. You know, examples of names, you know. Can you give us examples you've heard before? Not you being called. I trust you and your wife. You don't call yourself names by the grace of God. We all know better now. But, you know, from what you've read or heard, what are the sort of names that we, you know, you hear spouses calling themselves? Let's start with the charismatic ones. You know, let's start with the charismatic ones.
Okay. The loving ones that you meant, Pastor.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
so they can call maybe sweet sugar.
Sweet sugar.
Baby.
Honey.
Love.
Babe. My wife said babe, yeah. let me ask my sons here. Joshua, what are you going to call your wife?
So queen, yeah.
Cherry. Joshua said cherry. What about you, Noah? Sorry, I've got my... In our own studio here, we're having fun. Yeah, no, what are you going to call your wife? Your wife to be? He says he's going to call his wife my wife. Okay. All right. Yeah, go on. Sugar. Oh, somebody said my love. Oh, right.
Yes. There are different queen.
Queen. Okay. All right. Thank you for all those names. Now, people that participate in our world believe. What are people posting, please?
You can call her sister.
Call your spouse, or what you call your spouse to be. Come on, media, pick them up. What are people typing there? I call my own Obim, which means my king that makes me his queen. I love that. Okay. Yes, more. Somebody said my Odogu. You know, okay. Whatever that means. Any more? Come on. Let's do some name calling tonight. Okay. All right. While we're waiting for that, now look at it. When we now have quarrels, Apostle Cruz, what happens next?
We start to call other names that are not right.
Somebody said, "Mommy, you married your mommy." You better go. Those sorry people, I just can't. Oh, people are very interested. Daddy, what? That is our daddy. Lord. Okay. Yeah. And then when things go bad, we now start calling ourselves.
Other names, yeah.
Other names. My support system. So that brings us to number three. What calls? Who can call? Which is people not inspired at all by God, but by circumstances. Now look at it. You call your husband, for example, my king. Oh, because it makes me a queen. That's, well, you see, some of these names, they are not necessarily bad, but they are inspired by circumstances. Oh, my crown, because it makes you circumstantially feel like you're in a royal palace. Oh, my babe. Yeah, because they're gentle. You know, you want to treat them, you know, somebody will say my jollof, you know, jollof rice. That means you want to eat them. You see them, that's inspired by circumstances, by your hunger.
Hunger.
You know, and we see that in the Bible. When you look at, actually, after man fell, okay, which is going to take us to number four that can call us, after Satan came and Satan intervened, we see mankind beginning to call themselves, not by inspiration of God at all. And do you know it started with Adam himself? Adam himself, the first man. When Satan came calling, after God had instructed them, after they had, you know, married, the devil came in Genesis chapter 3, the serpent, the Satan, the old dragon, the Bible describes him. He came and called the woman. The woman answered the call. They started having a conversation. The man was there. And then called her to eat what God told her not to. The next thing was, we see a fall. Man no longer being inspired by God, because remember, man had the attributes now to come up with names, random names. So circumstantially, people began to call. People can call you by circumstances. For example, you know, like in my local language, where I come from originally, you know, where you have twins, you know, one twin in the Yoruba tongue, the first one who comes out is called Taiye Wo, you know, Chris Ari is Chris Harry, for example. I don't know if it's a Taiwo. Oh, I think Chris Harry is a Ke-in-de, right? The Taiwo means the first person who tasted the earth. And then the other twin that comes after the first one who tasted the earth is called Ke-in-de, which means the one who came behind. So those names are inspired by circumstances. All right, Apostle Jakes, Precious Teminikon. Okay, Teminikon. All right. Awesome. People are coming up with serious names inspired by circumstances. Come on, look at Shey there, Potato.
She is not.
I think we need to pray for Shey there. Yeah, and somebody's asking, is it mashed or sweet potato? His colleague is asking him. You know, he said, oh, these guys are conversing while we're doing Bible study. Can you imagine? You can tell that they are not married, Apostle Crude.
We need to take
these young men on some serious marriage counseling and marriage sessions. Let them interact. Please, in your men's session, please, can we organize some how to husband sessions for these young men, you know, chatting and calling their wives to be potato, crib, chips, Chris. Lord help you guys. Chris Ari and Sheyi, we won. All right. So, you know, back to the conversation. Thank you for the, you know, the comical and the comedy value everyone is adding tonight. You know, we see after that fall, the next thing we see was even that man who called his wife, inspired by God, my bone, my flesh, she's woman, she's taken out of me. He saw her at that point as himself. But after the fall, the Bible says in Genesis and chapter 3, when you look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, if the media people can bring it up, look at now what he calls that woman. The flesh of his flesh. He calls her Eve.
Eve.
Why? Circumstances. She was now the mother of all living. Someone who can now start being used to procreate. You know? And I'm telling you, Apostle Cruz, this is where that patriarchal superiority, this is the origin of it. Where men start seeing women as substandard to them. A woman just comes in, you know, you must listen to me, you must do what I want, you are just there to give me children. He called her Eve, a tool, someone that can be used now to start producing children. Listen, men and women alike, if you start seeing your husband in a circumstantial way, rather than seeing them as yourself, as one with you, you run into problems. It's a subtle way. Very, 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 very subtle. You know? So all these names, they can be comical, they can be funny. Even while you're giving your husband or wife a pet name, please, beyond the pet names, see them as yourself. Anyone who marries, the Bible says a man who finds a woman obtains favor. What does he find? A good thing. A good thing. Go back to Genesis. They were both naked. They were not ashamed. What you found is a good thing. Are they perfect? No. Do they have weaknesses? Yes.
Yes.
But don't be ashamed. See the good that God has given you. And with favor, like a shield, God will perfect everything concerning your marriage, concerning your home. But never at any point start saying, oh, that woman. Do you realize that that's what Adam said first? When God came calling after they fell, what did he say? The woman you gave me. It wasn't now the woman who is now the bone of my bone. The woman, you, exonerated himself. She was no longer seen as part of him. This word is a word of wisdom and knowledge to a marriage that is about to die, or if your marriage is hitting the rocks. Listen, do you see your spouse as yourself? What do you call your spouse? You know, we didn't get onto the derogatory names, some of the derogatory names we call ourselves when we're angry. You know, you start calling your husband stupid, you start calling your wife foolish, you start calling yourself selfish, You're only thinking of yourself. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, people. We're not inspired by God at that point in time when we start releasing those bombs and hurting each other. You know, there's this saying, sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but names will never hurt me. It's not true. Some of us have answered to names we've been called, and we're still answering to that name, to those names, consciously, unconsciously. You know, I always have this joke, Apostle Cruz. If I see you now and you annoy me, and then I fall under the inspiration, not the inspiration of God now, because you did something that reminded me of a goat. Okay, I won't do that to you. You know me. By the way, Apostle Cruz, was that inspired by God? Or was it inspired by circumstances? I leave you to judge. But, you know, it was a teaching that you brought up, sharing your experience with your wife, how she showed you how to use the cruise control in the car. And that's how both of you became Apostle and Mrs. Apostle Cruz. Okay? That was in a good sense, because it reminds us of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit can. So in a way, let me defend myself, because I gave you that name. I think I must have been inspired by God to call you Apostle Cruz. Okay, just, you know, everybody should leave it or take it. So, I mean, when you look at it, we look at life, it's circumstances. You know, we are no longer, it's just circumstances that is now making us start calling each other, mentioning this name, mentioning that name, some in anger, you know, and all that. So, you know, I was saying that if you do something and reminds you of a goat, and then I say, Damola, a goat. Because somebody asked a question last week, or rather 2 weeks ago. I think if the media people can find, a person was asking, what's the difference between reacting and responding? I think it's one of the questions, if I recall. What's the difference between reacting and responding? So let's go to in and out of Q&A. So if I call you goat, all right, your reaction, okay, is when the law of science says to every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, okay? So if I say, Damola, you're a goat, you're a goat, you're a goat, you know, it hurts you because God never created you as a goat, but then I'm comparing you to a goat. And then the next thing is, this is a reaction, okay? Okay, you know, let's do unscripted role play, okay? How do you think you can react if I call you a goat and it hurts you?
I think what tends to happen most times is that you get visibly angry. That's sometimes right. Where you want to question the person, that what kind of authority do you have to call me that? And it can result in an altercation if it's face to face, if the people are physically next to each other. You see that a lot when somebody calls somebody something and then they react. And most times you end up doing exactly what they've called you, because you react in that manner at the end of the day.
Yeah. So I say, you're a goat, you're a goat. And then you walk up straight to my face. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? And then, you know, you headbutt me. That's what a goat does. A goat fights with their horns. You know, so at that point in time, you've reacted. But the response is when I call you a goat and, you know, there's this parable, not parable, Jesus was teaching. Somebody comes to you and wants to take away your coat. Said, give them not only your coat, give them your cloak. Somebody slaps you on one cheek, turn the other cheek. That is a response. When what they expect you to do by what they called you is not what you're doing. You overcome evil with good. You overcome light, sorry, darkness with light. So the person brings darkness, you just shine your light. They call you names, you don't react by getting angry, but instead, oh, God bless you. God loves you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I am called by God. I'm justified. I'm glorified to say you are blessed. God bless you. They were expecting a reaction, but you gave a response. You know, I always look at this. Oh, well, I'll give them fire for fire. It sounds good. They bring fire, we give them fire. You get more fire. You burn the house down. You burn the roof. Somebody's got to bring water when somebody's bringing fire. Who is the bigger person? The person who quenches the fire. So, you know, you have quarrels with people, especially closest to us, like our spouses again. Your spouse is just on fire that day. You know what? Go get water. You'll be on water. The natural instinct is for us to react. Call me a goat, then the next thing I behave like a goat. Call me a dog, the next thing, start backing back at you. But I mean, I have practiced this thing and I'm so at peace when I respond. Oh, especially in road rage. You know, you're driving and someone in traffic is just mouthing, you know, I just ignore them and continue driving. You know, and if they try to come in front of me and block me and try to, I just stop. When they're ready, I go on. I'm not ready to get out and fight because that's what you want. I don't fight, right? If I fight at all, let's fight the good fight of faith. Let's contend for our faith rather than contend to always prove we're right. Okay, how do we recover from wrong name calling? That's a very interesting question. Now, let's be practical here. Let's go back to this. Okay, I call you a goat, okay? And you have reacted. I called you that name, not by inspiration of God, but by circumstances. The circumstances was that I felt you behaved like a goat. You get me? And I come under that negative inspiration. So I've called you, you reacted. And then all of a sudden, you call yourself to order. How do you recover from such name calling? I think number one, thank you, Ezekiel Uren, for that question. Number one, come back to your senses. When I say come back, call yourself, right? Call yourself back. But wait a minute, am I a goat? Do I realize I'm actually behaving like a goat now? This is what this person called me, and I've just behaved like what? No, I'm not a goat. What does God call me? His child. I'm created in his image, his likeness. Tell yourself I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Call yourself by what God calls you. You see, let's look at something in that Genesis. Genesis chapter 3. No. I think it's chapter 4, where you see, very interesting, Apostle Cruz. Names. The name calling began from Genesis chapter 4. Adam knew his wife Eve. Remember, he started calling her mother to, you know, someone who can just start producing children. So she conceives in Genesis 4. And she called the first child Cain. Do you know what it means? It means possession. I have possessed a man from God. And I looked at it one time like that. I was studying the scripture that, wow, possession. That's literally what Cain means. I said, no wonder this guy was possessed. He later went and killed his brother Abel. The Bible says she again bore his brother Abel. You know, they called him Abel. And, you know the rest. Mother started, but the guy was called, I'm telling you, called a name that gave him some kind of entitlement. He killed his brother. So, but then, if we go down and down and down and down, we now see men began to call. They will have a child. If you study all those names, they were names given out of circumstances. But then when we get to verse 26, okay? Verse 25. Let's go to verse 25. And then we'll go to 26. Adam knew his wife Eve again. Genesis chapter 4, sorry, people, media team. Verse 25. Because this calling, what can call us, who can call us, is very interesting. Adam knew his wife again. She bore a son. And look, they called him Seth. Why? For God has appointed another seed for me instead of Abel, whom Cain killed. That name again, inspired by circumstances. And also, if you look at it now, they are now attributing it back to God. Okay? But it's like a replacement, so to speak. But then now look at verse 26. This is the interesting one. When man, it says, and as for Seth, he also, to him also was born a son, and he named him Enosh. Look at it now. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord. This was now some generations after the fall. And we see man now, remembering the name of the Lord. They began to call on the name of the Lord. And when you now go to Genesis chapter 5, you see names again that we call ourselves. Man calls themselves. And then we see up to a man called Noah. And when you look at why he was called Noah, it was explained. It says this one, you are going to, if you go to verse 29, Genesis 5, 29, media team. Genesis 5:29. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And then we can dive into questions quickly, more questions. In verse 29, look at it. He called his name Noah. This one will comfort us concerning our work, the toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord had cursed. Do you know that name? Comfort, rest is what Noah means. At the end of the day, sir, when you look at Genesis chapter 6, that was the man that God now called to do what? To do exactly what his father called him. Comfort. To help remove the curse from the earth. It was Noah that God now called his wife, his three sons, and their wives to start a new earth. So let's watch what we call each other. People can call you names. They're not inspired by God. They can be inspired by the devil, inspired by circumstances. So we've seen number one is God. Number two, people, mankind inspired by God. Number three, mankind not inspired by God. And then number four, the serpent can call. The devil can call. He called the first man, Adam and Eve. He called Jesus. We see that in the Gospels. He came calling. You know, you remember when Jesus was born, an angel appeared and said, call his name Jesus, inspired by God. What does that mean? God is salvation. He's come to save us from our sins. Jehovah is salvation. That's what Jesus means. But then the devil comes and calls Jesus, wants to call him something else. Turn these stones to bread. Oh, cast yourself down from that mountain. You know, worship me, and I will make you ruler of all these nations because they've been delivered to me. Satan can call. And then situations and my flesh. Yeah, let's look at that, and then we can run with some questions. This is very interesting, Apostle Cruz. Read to us Ruth chapter 1. You know, people can call us names. God can call us. Circumstances call us. we're called by circumstances, but then we ourselves, what do you call yourself? Can you read to us Ruth chapter 1, sir, from verse 19 to 22?
So Ruth 1:19. So the boats went until they came to Bethlehem. And when they had come to Bethlehem, all the city was stirred because of them. And the woman said, and the women said, is this Naomi? She said to them, do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, but the Lord brought me back empty. Why do you call me Naomi? Since the Lord has witnessed against me, and the Almighty has afflicted me.
She said, don't call me Naomi again. Why? Because of what she just experienced. Yeah, if we read that story in the book of Ruth, she left with her husband with two sons and lost the husband and lost the children. And when she returned, her name Naomi meant pleasant. But now she's saying, no, don't call me pleasant anymore. Call me Mara, which means bitter. And she was now blaming God, that God had dealt bitterly with her. She lost her husband. She lost. You see, there's something deep about that story. Something very deep, deep, deep. Maybe one day we'll look into it, because they are going to where they went in the first place was not inspired by God at all. You know, where that story is in the book of Ruth. Maybe for another day we'll study it, because the story tells us, you know, how they departed in Ruth chapter 1, Ahimelech. You know, he left, they came into the country of Moab. They went to a place, you know, the husband died there, and her two sons and all that. They went married. They went against everything that God had originally commanded them to, and things began to happen, negative things. And that happens to us in life. So as a result of that, we say, you know what? Our flesh reacts. We are bitter. We are angry. Some of us are angry at God. Some things have happened to us. God, what are you looking at? You know what? And then we begin to call ourselves what God didn't call us, because of our reaction to the harshness, the bitterness, the troubles, the problems of life. Listen, somebody, God has not called you barren. No matter what the circumstances may be telling you, because that takes us to number six. Situations and circumstances should not inform what we should call ourselves. And don't let circumstances call you. Don't. A woman gives birth, circumstances, hard labor, strong labor, she calls the child sorrow. You know, the situation and circumstances was calling you. And sir, do you realize I was just meditating and it's so funny. If you look at your phone, for example, the way you saved. The way you save people's names. Some of them, you save them as a result of maybe circumstances or situations. Damola Church. Damola the plumber, you know, Damola the carpenter, Damola painter. Are you getting me? Circumstances, situations, maybe you're driving, you have an accident with someone, and then you save their name, Paul accident, you know. Circumstances and situations can call us. We must reject all these things. Finally, there's one who calls us. You see, with all the call, the first call is God. And in between, people inspired by God calls us. People not inspired by God, but circumstances call us. Satan attempts to call us. Ourselves, our flesh, we are reacting. We start calling ourselves. You know, at times, some people call them, I'm conqueror, I'm emperor, and this, because they feel superior. They are having a superiority complex, you know. They call themselves. It's just out of the flesh. God didn't call you. Situations and circumstances, we must reject all these calls. That's just the bottom line. God calls us at the start, and God will make sure that at the end, we get a final call. And that's from Jesus. Matthew 11:27-30. What did Jesus say? Help us, Apostle Cruz. Matthew chapter 11, verse
Matthew 11 from verse 27. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal himself, to reveal him.
Yeah. Yeah, read on.
Come to me, all
you who are
weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Jesus is calling. You've been called all sorts of names. You've called yourself all sorts of names. Situational circumstances have defined life to you. Life has been rough and tough. You're angry, you're bitter because of things that have happened to you. And as a result, you are being called. Look at the example, blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus. Widow. You know, you're called by different names, circumstances. But that's not what God is calling you. There's redemption, people. It's a buyback time, buyback moment. Jesus said, look, you've been heavy laden. There's a lot of yoke you're carrying. Come. Come. I will give you rest. It's a promise. Will you answer that call? Would you? I want to pray for somebody. Please don't harden your heart. Just come to Jesus. Come unto me, he said. You come. Answer that call today. You know, in the multitude of all the comedy and the comical time we've had tonight, the ultimate call is, look, you are not defined by situations and circumstances. You are not defined by your flesh and the things you're going through in life. Satan cannot call you. If you've answered it, it's a satanic call, and all our children, we pray for them on Sunday especially, and some of our children are misbehaving because they've answered a satanic call. And some of us, sadly, we've joined the devil to call our children names that God didn't call them. Listen, let's repent. Let's all repent tonight in the name of Jesus and stop calling ourselves or calling our children what God didn't call them. You call one dullard, you call one idiot, you call one lazy. You think you are helping your child? Yeah, they are manifesting. Yeah, they are behaving that way. But then you are helping the devil to further entrench what he has called, the call they've answered while you are sleeping as a parent. Oh, I've done everything I can do. I've done that. Listen, stop calling. Stop cooperating with the devil. At least pray. Get on your knees. Stand in the gap. Pray. Lord, call my children. Whatever satanic call, whatever call they've answered to, whatever call that is a negative call. And Lord, I repent tonight. Whatever I've called my children that is negative, that is working in their lives, Lord, let every such names be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Listen, you are not, we must. And don't be defined by man. Yeah, jokingly or not jokingly, people are calling you names. I remember a friend, we grew up together. You know, we styled his name and started calling him Foley, 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 Foley. Oh, wow, Foley, Foley. And then one day, he said he just realized that he was answering Foley and everything he was doing in his life. He went to check the dictionary. Foley means foolish. And I'm telling you, this guy was making very foolish decisions in life. Very, 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 very foolish decisions. Everything was failing. He would do, you know, just do incredibly foolish things. So from that day, he told all of us, don't call me Foley again. I reject that name in the name of Jesus. You know, whether it's a comical way or what, he realized he was responding to something that was working against him and reacting. So he just, no. Broke the yoke off his neck. Okay? Let God call you. Let Jesus call you. Answer the call. All right, let's quickly go to the questions. There are some interesting questions we have. From last week, somebody says, God and Jesus not the same person. Listen, it's clear when you read 1 John, when you read John Genesis chapter 1, when you read John chapter 1. There are three that bear witness in heaven. They are one, Jesus, the Word, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. The Father, that's God, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. They, we see them in Genesis, right? They're just different expressions. What do I mean? You have God the Father, you have Father, the God, God. God speaks. He expresses himself. How? His word. He made his word to become flesh, became Jesus. So God and his word are one. John chapter 1, verse 1. And the Bible clearly tells us that Jesus is the expressed image of God, the living word, the word that was made flesh, dwelt amongst us. So when you see Jesus, you've seen God. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen my Father. So that's the answer to that question. And then somebody said, can myself not be called by Jesus or God? I don't understand what that means. Can myself not be called by Jesus or God? Listen, God is calling you. I don't understand that question. Apostle Cruz, I don't know if you can see through that question.
I'm suspecting that the person was trying to talk about if he calls himself, that if he has been called by Jesus or God, that yeah. Is it not possible for him to call himself also? And
yeah, the solution is simple. Call yourself what God calls you. Yeah. End of story. You see, don't call yourself what God has not called you, whether you mean it or not, because at times, Apostle, some of these things are born out of arrogance.
Yes, sir.
I begin to call myself most senior, supreme apostle, apostle of grace, apostle of, you know, like I read somebody's bio. He said, I'm a prophet sent to the nations. Once you've encountered me, you don't need to encounter any prophet again. Yeah. You know, you're calling yourself what God didn't call you. You know, where it's just call yourself what God, if you want to know what God calls you, look inside the word. That's all. Make it simple. Call yourself what is written about you in the volume of the books. Call yourself blessed. Call yourself redeemed. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Call yourself redeemed of the Lord. Call yourself saved, healed, sanctified. Call yourself fearfully, wonderfully made. Call yourself, you know, I'm a child of God. Call yourself, I'm created in the image and the likeness. That's so. Pick up the word of God. Call yourself what God calls you. I'll keep it simple. There's so many things God calls you. Call yourself good. Right? Don't let the circumstances define you. Yeah, things are, may not be good now, but you call them good. The Bible says God calls the things that be not as though they were. Right? We're not saying live in denial. No. Speak to the situation, what God says about the situation. Okay, let's quickly run again. Does it mean that God allows man to call people things? Does it mean that God allows man to call people things? Does his call not outdo what man calls something? Listen, we've explained man was created in the image of a likeness of God. God had the ability to call things names. So since God has given man the ability to call, okay, that's why we call ourselves names. And we can call ourselves anything. We can call ourselves thunder. Thunder, fire your family. We can call because we have the innate ability to do so. Does that outdo what, you know, does his call not outdo? Of course, God's call outdoes what we are calling ourselves. But listen, when situations of man or people call you anything, three things we've learned this in the course of this study. I can reject. I can react. And I can respond. Right? Responding means this is not what God calls me. I will not accept this. And I'm not going to react to what you're calling me. I would rather respond. I will overcome that bad name you're calling me with good. I will overcome the darkness you are throwing my way with light. The fire you are bringing, I will overcome it with the water of the word. So it doesn't outdo, but it's when we respond. It's how we respond. Sorry, excuse me. That makes it happen. I call you goat. And then you start behaving like a goat. Does it change the fact that you are created in the image and likeness of God? No. But at that point in time, you answered the wrong call. So, the topic tonight again, What and who
is calling you?
Is calling you.
Yeah. But Pastor, I just wanted to say something here. I feel like based on what you've taught us, a call gives you an identity. It's trying to give you an identity. So when you are called and you don't have an understanding of what God has already called you, your identity in Christ, what tends to happen is we either react or we respond. And ultimately, we can reject it.
Yeah.
Ultimately, what happens is we can allow men to call us. And I'm specifically trying to talk concerning our children here.
Yeah.
Where you go to school and somebody called you stupid or
good dumb. Good example. And
you heard it in year 6, you heard it in year 5, you heard it in year 7. And after a while, you start to see the children accept that definition of that call. And they themselves now start to call themselves dull, start to call themselves stupid. And in reality, that becomes an identity for them and places a limitation upon their lives. And everything around us tries to give us an identity.
Thank you,
and
sir.
The question is, if you do not know your identity in Christ, you would end up substituting your identity in Christ for what the men or the things around you are trying to call you. So is call not outdo what man calls something? His call is there, but have you answered that call? Do you have an understanding of that call? If you don't have an understanding of that call, other things will call you.
Come on.
Put a name on you.
That's right. That's right. What you said about children, I see that a lot. I walked into a school and they gave me a set of children. And they told me, oh, did they tell you who we are? I said, we're stupid. We are the dumb ones. I said, what do you mean? No, that's why we're here. Can't you see the class? None of us here is intelligent. I said, who told you? He said, that's what they told us from year 7. This is secondary school, year 11 children. I felt like weeping. And I said, no, you are not dull. He said, no, don't tell us that. They kept, I'm telling you, it was back and forth. I couldn't even deliver what I wanted to deliver to them. Back and forth. I just hope that day I planted at least some form of seed. I was glad to see one or two of them progress to A-levels. I was really glad, secretly in myself, when I went back to that school. And I saw, wow, this person. But they told them they were not going to end up with any grades in school. And they dumped them in that class. Listen, teachers, if you're a teacher, I'm a teacher. Some of us teachers need to repent how we ruin the children, innocent children, that are brought to us out of anger or out of our own laziness. If any teacher is watching me, a child is brought under your care. Don't call them what God didn't call them. Whether it's professional or whatever, you are there. And if you can't help a child, please leave the child. You know, leave the child. If you can't help the child, it's better you leave the child rather than joining forces to give them an identity that is not theirs. Because children are shaped and formed by words. Shaped, formed by words. Words. I'm telling you. Some of us adults are still battling with words that were spoken over us, that we still believe and carry into adulthood. But thank God, like Apostle Cruz said, in Christ Jesus, we have another identity. So, I know who I am, so you can't come and call me a dog, because I know I am a kind of a man of God. All right? Thank you very much for that contribution, sir. That was awesome. Okay? I should not call myself what I don't want to be. I do that a lot. When I do wrong and not do what is right before God. Thank God, you, God, please help me. Beautiful. That's a repentant statement there. You realize you're calling yourself because you did something wrong. That's circumstances. Because you fail, you now start calling yourself a failure. Failure is just an incident. Come on. Because you are down, you're now calling yourself a downer. Because you are up today, you call yourself an upper. Listen, whether you are up, whether you are down, you are who God says you are. call yourself consistently whatever God says you are. Life will throw things at us. There will be ups, there will be downs, there will be times we will fail, there will be times we will fall, there are times we will falter. Come on, arise and shine. Listen, it is the person who is down that can rise. And that call is to you. Isaiah chapter 60, arise, shine, your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you tonight as you are partaking of this Bible study. Amen. Okay, let's move on. Do I have to change my name because of the meaning? You know, this is a very controversial one. The question I will ask is a question I'll ask the person. Are you answering to that name? What do I mean? Are you answering to the nature, to the character of what you have been called? Or you realize now, like our brother said, you have an identity in Christ, right? And your nature, your character, your ability is not reflecting. Because some names are very negative, like Jabez, okay? The Bible said Jabez called upon God. And he said, God, enlarge me. Lord, deliver me. Remove this evil far from me. In all sincerity, I stand to be corrected. And please don't make a doctrine out of this, anyone hearing me. I'm not sure that Jabez changed his name. The Bible just tells us he was more honorable than his brethren. He realized the name was working against him. He called on God to change his nature, his ability. Ask God to enlarge, bless him, remove evil. Look at that prayer. He changed his own nature, character, and ability through that less than 1 second prayer, because he realized he was responding to another call. Sorrow, sorrow, sorrow. Sorrow trailed him all his life. So if you are led, or you feel that, you know, I don't want to be called this name again. Look at Naomi. She changed her name to Bitter. So from then she told people, don't call me Naomi anymore. I'm not pleasant anymore. So if that works against you, come on, change your name. I know someone who's changed his name to Miracle, for example, because they've seen the hand of God on their lives. So pray. Just look at your life. Are you responding to the negative name you have been called? Because name is not just a title. It bestows on you an identity. It bestows upon you a character, a nature. You start behaving in a certain way. And some abilities. You are called a dog, and then everywhere you go, you are barking at everybody. You know, for example. So, yeah. Okay, I think that's the last one there. Anyone more on Slido, please, so that we can quickly touch on that. It's question and answer tonight, people. Slido, though, you can drop in your question. You can drop in your question on the comment section if you're on Facebook. And if you're watching live and following us through YouTube, drop in your question. We'll soon round up. Okay? I'm seeing some things on Slido, though. Are you on Slido, though, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, some very nice contributions. Okay, I'm seeing Honey, I'm seeing Sweetheart, I'm seeing Cupcake. Okay. A soft answer turns away wrath. Yeah, that's a response. Thank you for that. That's a scripture. Rather than you responding back, you know, you do. Do I have to change my name because of the meaning? Okay, same answer. If you realize that name is, you are responding to the nature, character, ability of that name. You just look at your life, okay? Look at your life, because listen, sir, some people just think it's about changing the name. You change the name, but the nature of their character ability is still trailing you. The real thing is for you to know your identity in Christ Jesus, to know what God calls you, and you respond to that name. Of course, there are some terrible names, sir. I mean, terrible, that we shouldn't mention here, that, you know. For example, this guy is not even a Christian, right? He's not a believer. And then he told me, I've forgotten the name from the Bible, but the name literally means cursed. You know, and he was telling me that, look at my life, that one day he went to find out why his mom called him that name. Because I was curious. We were just having the conversation. I said, can't you see the way my life is all messed up? I said, why? I said, I said, okay, by the way, who called you? Who gave you that? He says, it's not my mom. You know, brought up by a single mom. Said, it's not my mom. Said, one day she was just looking for it. She told me when I was born, she was just looking for some random name. And then somehow maybe she just found the Bible and saw a name in the Bible and gave her the name. I gave him the name. And I'm telling you, this guy, I could see curses trailing him. You know, I spoke to him, you know, just encouraged him and all that. So, I mean, in that kind of a case, he realized, he came to that realization. And I was so happy I saw him some few years after. Yeah, so you're making something with your life, and I'm so happy, you know, so, so happy for you. But, of course, he was still bearing that name. But I think he came to that realization where I don't want, I'm breaking this yoke off my neck. Even though my mom gave me this silly name, it's not going to work against me again. Because I did have that conversation with him. You know, I still remember very well. I encountered a lot of students, and you just ask them, "Oh, yeah, why did they give you this name? You know, do you know why? Blah, this, and you know, oh boy, I remember someone I've worked with before. His name literally is Crook, and that guy was crooked. I'm telling you, the guy was really, really crooked. So if you realize he's working against you. Right. First of all, give your life to Jesus. Right. Respond to that call that God is giving you first. Receive a new nature, a new identity. That is what is important, because change your name all you want. If you don't realize a change of identity, you can still change your name. Come on. Have we not seen so many people bearing the name, for example, Favor? And they're not favored, nothing. You know. Nobody even does anything for them, you know. So, all right, let's go quickly. Any more? Yeah, somebody's declaring here, yes, I'm blessed, not cursed. I'm the head and not the tail. That's what God says you are. Is it good to explain to our children the name that we call them so that when we call them, they understand what we call them and create something in them? Very, very apt. If you read my book, okay, I wrote a book by inspiration. I know it's by inspiration because I can't even remember some of the things in the book, but I received and I was downloading and writing, right? One of the books I wrote says, don't call your children names you don't want them to become. Don't call your children what you don't want them to become. And one of the things is tell your children stories. Tell them your story. Tell them why you call them the name if that name was given to you by God. I know a friend, his name is Samuel, and he became an adult. And he realized one day he didn't want to continue with his engineering. He said he just felt like suicidal, that what if he falls down here and he dies one day, and anytime he's just on the site, he's not happy. And all of a sudden, he just realized there was a call of God on his life. So he quit and went full-time. He said he wants to serve God. And then he said he was curious, and he went to speak to his mom. And the mom said, look, before you were born, I was childless. I read the Bible. I read the story of Samuel. And I said, God, if you give me a boy child, I will dedicate him to you, will serve you all the days of his life. I said, but when you were born, I forgot to tell you. But now that you've come as an adult, please go ahead and do what God is calling you to do. You know, so it's good. The mom explained, he answered the call. He didn't understand. But then when he was told as an adult, today is a very, very, you know, it's there, serving God. It's there, full-time ministry, you know. So it's good. And make sure that the names you call your children are not stupid names. Because if you call them stupid names too, maybe you have a lot of explanation to do. Yeah. So let's look at it negatively and positively. Yes, sir. Next time you call your child stupid, you sit them down, right? And explain to them why you're calling them what God didn't call them. I tell parents, don't be stupid. What you've just done, if you do it that way, it makes you look stupid. Explain. But don't call them stupid. There's a difference. You are behaving silly now. Oh, this action, but you are not. You are blessed. And call them what you call them. You know, I just see a lot of children. Beautiful, wonderful names. Some of them, I know their history. But then they are misbehaving today and the parents are angry. You know, it's not about the anger. It's about you. What have you been calling them to? Have you joined the devil, situation, circumstances, cooperating, calling them names? And then you're wondering why they're misbehaving. Sit them down. Have you sat that child down, told them why you gave them that name? And both of you, everybody repent. Amen. All right, quickly, we've got to round up by 8:30 tonight because it's question and answer. Cutoff is 8:30. Thank you. UK time. Thank you, everybody, joining us from all over the place. I think that's all, is it? Let's quickly run through. Yeah, Apostle Cruz, anything you've seen on Sido? Or anything you want to pop in?
I think they've covered everything. It's just something to add to it, because this month we looked at called, justified, and glorified, and it's just to remind everyone that when we answer the call from God, when we answer the call of Christ knocking on the door of our hearts, it's not just a random call. It comes with empowerment. It comes with justification. It comes with God Himself being the one that takes away our weaknesses, and He substitutes it and gives us His own Spirit to be able to enable us to fulfill that which He has called us to do. And it's just to encourage anyone who is still struggling to answer that call. You know, Christ has been knocking on the door of your heart, and you are still dilly-dallying. The situations around you are still calling you. Friends are still calling you, and you've not really had time to be able to answer the call of Christ. This is the ultimate call, the one that actually transforms your life and brings the glory of God to bear upon your life. And I would encourage everyone to look and see indeed if you have answered that call, because going to church does not mean you have answered that call.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you very much. I think there's something here. Just like when the Hebrew call their children, it is in their language, they always know the meaning. But even though we may call them the good name, yet they don't see it or understand it, because I may call my son John, but yet he may not know the meaning until I explain it to him. After I explain it, every time I call him, it registers in him. I'm not called by my weaknesses, which I'm seeing in me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that. I want to bring impromptu two beautiful ladies I'm seeing behind the scene. Okay? I don't know who's meant to take over from us, but thank you, everybody, joining us tonight. Please answer the call. God has called you before you were born. Now you're alive. Jesus Christ, the number 7, He's calling you. Don't harden your heart tonight. Answer that call. He calls you good. He calls you to make you, to remake you, to give you a new identity. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And I pray upon everyone tonight, as you answer and respond to this call, as you repent, the blood of Jesus cleanses you.
Amen.
As the blood of Jesus cleanses you, you are healed.
Amen.
From every emotional trauma, every name, every word that has been planted in you that my Heavenly Father did not plant is uprooted now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, you are planted now in the house of the Lord. The word of the Lord is planted in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul.
Amen.
Right now, the seed of the word and the word you heard tonight, you are cleansed, purified, sanctified in the name of Jesus. I call you redeemed, justified, sanctified, and glorified by God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I every power, every yoke of the devil over your life, and let that burden, that guilty burden you've been bearing all these years, be lifted tonight. Let that yoke, the yoke of sin, the yoke of that horrible, traumatic name, circumstantial name you've been called, let it be broken from you. Receive
Amen.
The word of the Lord. Receive the light burden of the Lord Jesus tonight, at this time, this hour. And even if you are watching this repeated broadcast, to God be the glory. You are called by God. You are justified and glorified in
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Can I quickly bring two wonderful ladies impromptu? I have one called Zara and another one called Shindara. I just want to close with the two of them. I don't know who's meant to take over. So media team, this is very impromptu. That is wonderful, Shindara, to your screen. and right under her is Zara. Okay, Shin Dara. I want to say this impromptu. I had the privilege of literally watching the two of you being born. So your name, let's start with Zara, because you are the younger. I don't know where that background sound is coming from. It's from one of you. Okay. All right. Who muted now? Whoever muted now, that sound was coming from you. All right, Zara, what is your full name?
Chizara.
And do you know why you're called Chizara?
Yes.
Who told you? You're what? Who told you you were called your mother? All right, because to the glory of God, we are recounting the journey when we're praying at 6 p.m. today as a church. Some of us forget the journey. Your mom was waiting for a certain number of years, and finally, she conceived you and gave birth to you. And I still remember how she got that name in the place of prayer. So go back to your mom and ask her again and again why you're called Chizara. What does Chizara mean? Let me give you a test. Can you hear me?
God has answered.
God has answered. Yes. Yes, after how many years of waiting? Do you know how many years your mom waited before she had you? People, these are real life testimonies we're seeing before our eyes. You don't know. Okay, go and get the full story. Okay, I think your mom waited for like 5 years or thereabout. I don't know the exact story now. Okay, it's just good for you to know your history. Oluwa Shindara, who gave you that name and why you call that name?
My mom gave me that name.
And what does it mean?
It means God still performs wonders.
And do you realize that you are a wonder, and every time the things you do, they're just wonderful?
Thank you.
God is still performing wonders. And when we see both of you, we see God's answers and we see God's performing wonders. And I pray upon the two of you, as God has called you, so you will be in his household, planted in this house all the days of your life. You will bring forth fruit in your season. You will be an awesome, great delight, not only to your parents, not only to your siblings, to your family, to the community, to the church, to the nation. I speak upon you right now, as you have answered the call of God, so be it. You will fulfill the number of your days and become all God created you to be. And I use the two of you over every child that has answered another call. We nullify every such call. And you are called. Oh, every child is called by the name that God has given you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Apostle Cruz, God bless you. Thank you very much. We hand over to the media team. Final word from you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. And hope everyone was blessed this evening. Bye, everyone.
Okay, bye for now. Thank you, everybody, for joining.